hearing is conditional use number 2288, Broom Solar Partners.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 72.00 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Frankfurt School Road, which is Sussex County Route 92, approximately 0.55 mile west of Pyle Centre Road, which is Sussex County Route 20. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 5, Parcel 47.00, and submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's executive summary, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the deed for the property, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry. Can you pull up our presentation? Mm-hmm. Thank you. There we go. Yes, good evening, Commissioners. Jeff Matron with EDF Renewables. It's a pleasure to be before you again. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to present the Broom Solar Project. The Broom Solar Project is the second project that EDF is developing within Delaware Electric Service Territory in conjunction with Delaware Electric and Old Dominion Electric Cooperative. I'm joined here this evening by Mr. Dave Shapley with the Delaware Electric Cooperative, my environmental consultant, Mr. Chad Kaiser from TRC, as well as one of my colleagues, Yannick Tam with EDF as well. If you wouldn't mind, I would like to pass the presentation off to Mr. Shapley to run through the project affiliation with EDF, DEC, and Old Dominion Electric Cooperative. Dave?
Thank you.
So the co-op
I need you to introduce yourself so we have your name and your voice.
Okay. Okay. My name is David Shapley. I'm vice president and vice president at the co-op.
Sure, you seemed a little uncertain.
Well, I kind of have a speech impediment, so I'm trying to work through it.
Thank you.
Okay. So the co-op is a non-for-profit organization owned by the members it serves and is very supportive of the local community. We purchased power from Old Dominion Electric Co-op, or Old Dominion Electric Cooperative, ODEC. ODEC is a non-for-profit wholesale generation transmission cooperative that operates for the benefit of its members, who are its owners. ODEC serves 11 member distribution co-ops in the Virginia, Maryland, and here in Delaware. DEC, Delaware Electric Co-op, serves 108,000 members here in Delaware, Kent and Sussex County. The Broom Project will provide 100% of its output directly to homes and businesses in the county and the surrounding areas. The project was specifically sized to offset Delaware Electric Co-op's customer load in the area to reduce the need for costly transmission system upgrades. The Broom was site to connect to existing distribution infrastructure to avoid the need for a new substation. Okay. The Broom Solar Project received the EC members was about $51,000 a year in power cost. Combined with the soon-to-construct solar project in Greenwood, the EC members will save about $136,000 a year. Solar panels are made up of cell cone. So if you imagine just a computer chip, assuming you can get them anymore, but so when the sunlight hits the semiconductor material, it creates a charge in there. It's a direct current. The direct current is then converted to alternating current through inverters. So it can be fed into the distribution grid for use in homes and businesses. Solar provides clean, renewable electricity without using water, no emissions, or producing waste products. Its low visual profile and quiet operations makes for a great neighbor. It places no demand on county infrastructure or services such as roads, water, sewer, emergency services, or schools. Finally, because construction involves minimum grading or land disturbance, these projects are built using driven steel posts to support the solar panels versus concrete or other foundations. So the land is easy to return to its previous agricultural use at the end of the life of the project.
Thank you, Dave. Excuse me. Okay, so distributed generation project, sit to the left of the electrical substation in the graphic that we're looking at. And they feed power directly to homes and businesses via local electrical distribution lines compared to much larger centralized power plants, which you'll see at the right of the substation in the slide. These centralized power plants push power onto high voltage transmission lines that may carry the electricity hundreds or even thousands of miles away. A key benefit of distributed generation projects like Broome Solar is that they generate electricity in the communities where the power is consumed, and thereby it reduces the need for long transmission lines and other costly high voltage infrastructure. By providing clean renewable power close to the end user, we improve the resiliency of the local distribution grid, and we deliver the power at an all-in lower cost to the end user. Another benefit inherited to distributed generation projects is that there's a smaller footprint, which means a smaller impact. Broome Solar will occupy tens of acres as opposed to hundreds or even thousands of acres. Broome Solar Partners LLC, which is a wholly owned entity of EDF Renewables Distributed Scale Power, is the applicant of the project on behalf of the property owners, the Wilgus family. The proposed location is on one parcel of land which runs alongside of Frankfort School Road in Frankfort, Delaware. The project area is currently an open agricultural field with no existing structures. The anticipated project will be less than 35 acres. In fact, it's probably going to be less than 30 acres when it's all said and done. The capacity of the proposed project is 3 megawatts of alternating current, which is a relatively small project. Again, that's because it's sized to meet the capacity of the local distribution system. As mentioned earlier, this type of project is referred to as distributed generation because it's connecting to the distribution grid as opposed to the electrical transmission system. The point of interconnection will be at the Delaware's Electric's existing electric line running along Frankfort School Road, ultimately ending up at the nearby Omar substation about a mile and a half away. That's as far as the energy will travel.
Yeah,
me too.
I was wondering. It's a pretty remote area.
I'm sorry?
No, we were all wondering how you
were going to get the power to the grid.
You answered it.
Yeah, there's existing feeder lines right on Frankfort School Road.
Good job.
Yep, so, okay. And here you can see the equipment. It's relatively simple equipment. We have racking systems mounted on support posts, panels which will be installed on top of those racking systems, an inverter slash transformer skid, interconnection equipment, just typical utility poles you see everywhere, a small weather station, and there's just an aerial view of a standard project that we do. And here you see our conceptual site plan. It gives you an idea of how the project will be laid out on the property. The blue rectangles represent the array or our solar panels that we're going to be installing. There was a stream that runs to the southeastern portion of the property. We're going to avoid that with minimum 100-foot setbacks. There is a taxitch in the northern corner of the property. We will be avoiding that as well. We have an access drive that runs down the center of the property. At the end of it is a turnaround for fire trucks, etc. The fire marshal has looked at this plan preliminarily and provided feedback. The design is based on that. And there's a fence. You can see the fencing shown in green surrounding the array. We're not proposing any grading at the facility either. And you can see here as we have it designed, the project itself is set back approximately 800 feet in that small portion to the eastern side of the site. It's a minimum 800 feet in that area. To the western portion, it's more like 1,200 feet from the road. Okay, moving on. To date, EDF's environmental consultant, TRC, has accessed publicly available data and resources and conducted a field reconnaissance, a wetland delineation, and a habitat assessment to identify potential environmental and land use impacts of the project. They've identified one perennial stream and 14 agricultural ditches within the study area, all of which will be avoided and appropriately buffered with setbacks. There were no threatened or endangered species observed, and there is low potential on-site occurrence due to the history of land cultivation. There were no cultural or historic resources previously identified on the site either. Stormwater runoff will be tightly controlled in accordance with state and local regulations. No impact to natural drainage patterns anticipated due to the ability of the arrays to conform with the existing topography, as well as the gaps between panels and space between the arrays allow for infiltration into the ground surface. Finally, the project will obtain all necessary permits required by local, state, and federal agencies. And as I said, we have members from TRC, our environmental consultant, to answer any questions you may have at the end of the presentation. We began siting this project with Delaware Electric in 2020. Interconnection studies began with the cooperative around that time as well as site diligence, environmental and civil engineering with our consulting firm, and we initiated the permitting process. EDF is committed to community engagement and has reached out directly to neighbors with mailings and held a community event at the site last month on the 26th and 27th in advance of and in addition to the formal notices received from the county. This year, we'll begin finalizing our engineering, procuring our equipment, and ultimately constructing the facility if approved. For a project of this size, we would anticipate to condense the construction activities to approximately 5 months. The first month would consist of site preparation, installing the access road and fencing, approximately 2 months of structural work, installing posts and racking systems, approximately 2 months installing of modules, wiring, and conduit. Next, we would install the remaining electrical equipment, including inverters and transformers, and about a month of the final system testing and commissioning. By the beginning of 2023, the facility could begin commercial operation. And finally, I would like to highlight EDF Renewables' experience and qualifications for these types of projects. We have over 35 years of experience in the United States developing wind, solar, and energy storage projects. We've developed over 16,000 megawatts of renewable energy projects, and we're currently operating over 11,000 megawatts. We're one of the largest owners and operators of renewable energy in the country. We're well equipped to handle these types of projects. We have the experience and expertise. And that concludes my presentation. I open the floor up to any questions you all may have. In the back of this presentation, there's some frequently asked questions and answers, so some supplemental information that you all could look at your own pace. But unless there's any questions, thank you.
Okay, well, hang on just for a second. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
You answered most of my questions. Thank you. Good presentation. I just have a couple. So the fence you're talking about in the green, is that around the entire perimeter of the property or just back where the
entire perimeter of the project. Good. And we're proposing about a 7-foot agricultural fixed knot fencing, trying to maintain the characteristics of the surrounding.
I had a question about the tax ditch. You addressed that because I appreciate that taking consideration the existing conditions of the site. To that point, do you have a plan? It's EDF, right? So do you have a plan in place that if this system was no longer being used, that you have something set up that with the owner that it would be removed?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's part of our agreements with the owners. We remove the property.
Everything would be removed.
We remove it. We recycle the equipment.
Left back
yes.
to agricultural land. Okay.
Correct.
Very good. And then noise. Does the system create
The only, there's a slight noise when the panels are, they rotate throughout the day to track with the sun. There's a slight hum with that. You wouldn't hear it from a few feet away. Other than that, the inverters, There's going to be about 24 of them. They're sized about a large duffel bag. There's a slight hum to them every so often, but again, they're going to be centralized in the field, and the neighbors would not be able to hear those.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's all I had.
Mr. Mayor.
A question for this presentation.
Thank you.
Ms. Zoe Stevenson.
You're going to have sheep? You had sheep in your picture.
Not necessarily, but who knows? Not at this time. We're not planting sheep, but that could come in the future at some of our projects.
I was like, oh, that would be super cool. I'm sorry.
We are looking into that at some of our projects.
But you're not part of the PJM grid system, correct? Or you are?
Correct. No, we are not.
We're not. Okay. No. That was it then.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
did you have questions about PJM?
PJM just asked for a 2-year moratorium on all solar. So,
yeah, I can answer that.
Okay.
So this project will not flow back onto the transmission system, so it will not fall into a PJM queue. So we are exempt from that.
Perfect. Okay. Not that it really has anything to do with me, but I just wanted to know. All right. Thank you.
Great. Anything else?
Hang on. We got a few more.
Okay.
just give everybody a chance.
I'll take off running yet.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
No question.
Okay.
No, for me, thank
what
you.
What else?
Me neither, thanks.
Okay, staff on this end?
None.
Okay. All right. Okay, then. Now, you may take a seat nearby.
I appreciate it. Thank you all very much.
We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2288, Broome Solar Partners? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2288? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2288, Broome Solar Partners?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
Okay, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Yep, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.